Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve's Head of the Morning Dow, 7:45 here on this Wednesday morning on KNSS. Three big things. Wyandotte Nation to open a new casino in Park City next week.
Two.
Pandemic relief package moving through Congress without Republican support.
One.
Golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured in SUV crash, multiple leg fractures. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heavy traffic right now on K-96. This is the northwest part of town, K-96 and I-235. Right there where they come together, we're seeing quite a bit of heavy traffic volumes at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 50 degrees. That's after yesterday's high of 69. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 29. And then on Thursday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 46 degrees. Now partly cloudy, north wind at 17 miles per hour and 40 degrees. 7:47, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Russia has the first case of a strain of bird flu virus passed to humans from birds.
This is House Call for Health, a new strain of avian flu reported by Russian officials over the weekend. It's never before been transmitted from birds to humans. The cases first occurred in a poultry farm last December. All of the cases were mild, and those infected have recovered. The workers were asymptomatic, and there's still been no human-to-human transmissions. A World Health Organization spokesperson telling Fox News H5N1 is the most well-known bird flu strain with a 60% mortality rate, and they're in discussion with national authorities to gather more information and assess the public health impact of this event. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jeff Bezos has announced that he will step down as CEO of Amazon at the end of 2021, but that does not mean he doesn't have plans to keep himself busy. Bezos is reportedly considering buying the Washington football team. Forbes, the world's richest man, has apparently expressed interest in becoming a minority owner of the team. While it is still up in the air, it has been reported that Bezos' attorney has reached out to the investment banking group trying to sell the team. So they're for sale, Ted. We could borrow some money and maybe buy that Washington football team. We'll name it the Steve and Ted's.
There you go. No controversy there.
No, none. All right, a late burst of buying erased much of an early slide on Wall Street Tuesday. The S&P managed a gain of 5 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 67 points. Early drops in big tech companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft moderated as the day went on. Tesla, which joined the S&P at the end of last year, ended down 2.2% after being down as much as 13.4%. The Dow closed up by 15 points. 7:50 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and a new boss at Cargill, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Yeah, Brian Sykes
has been named the new chief operating officer at Cargill. Sykes has been with the company since the early 90s. He led the Wichita-based North American Protein Group from 2015 to 2019. He was instrumental in the decision to keep that division in Wichita and build a new $70 million headquarters in Old Town. He was named to Cargill's executive team in 2019 to lead the global protein and salt divisions. He remained in Wichita for most of that recent assignment. The pandemic canceled events in 2020 at the remodeled Knobsker Park, and now the city's giving WAVE another chance at organizing events there. The city council voted to extend its pilot contract with the downtown concert venue and bar, but the new agreement is now for 2 years instead of one. This council had approved the contract that put WAVE in charge of planning year-round activities at the park back in February. The park reopened last spring, just as the pandemic was beginning to emerge in Wichita. And a new survey by the National Federation of Independent Business found that the strain on small businesses is easing slightly. 15% of the business owners surveyed said they would have to close their doors if economic conditions don't improve soon. But that's down from 25% 2 months ago. It appears that two main factors contributing to their greater optimism, the latest round of SBA PPP loans and the wave of vaccines going into arms. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, that Cargill story, I was in Old Town just a couple of days ago for some reason and drove up and happened to open up on Douglas where the new Cargill building is replacing. Does that basically replace the Eagles building, did it not?
Right.
Okay.
Right, it sure did.
It's very impressive. Nice new building. And talk a little bit about the importance of Cargill. They've been some pretty good players here in town, have they not?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, they are the second largest company in the world, or in the United States anyway, second to our Coke Industries. Their protein division has been here in Wichita for a long time. They do testing here. Bring a lot of people in from out of town.
Yeah.
They have a lot of people who are working with the company. Very important to Wichita's economy.
All right.
Of course, that beautiful new building, it's been sitting there almost empty now for 11 months because most of their workers are working at home.
From home. Wow.
Exactly.
All right. And another thing I want to talk to you a little bit about is that Kansas State basketball game last night. The team.
Hey, huh?
They whipped, number 7 ranked team last night? They've had
How
some,
about them Wildcats?
They've had some problems this year, but the last couple of games, haven't they played very
they're
well?
They're starting to play better.
It seems like each year, K-State's basketball game, and sometimes the football team too, they win some that they shouldn't win, and they lose some that they shouldn't lose. But
so you cannot
never
be,
quite get over the hump.
Well, they have one of the youngest rosters in the nation, so maybe this bodes well for
maybe the future.
Years to come, yeah.
All right.
Fingers crossed,
Keep
you
your
bet.
Fingers crossed. I was at the Monarch yesterday afternoon with three of my friends. We call it the Mensa group, got together. We call it the Mensa because between the four of us, our combined IQ might hit 200.
Nice.
So that's why we've all known each other since junior high school, okay?
And very nice.
The consensus was, and I don't want to politicize this in any way, but the consensus was this pandemic relief package they're looking at in Congress, sending $1,400 to everybody. I mean, there's three guys, and one of them semi-retired, one of them semi-retired. The other three of us are working, and we're in our 70s. And basically said, you know, we really don't need that money. Why don't they target it a little better and give it to people who really, really need it? And that's kind of, it looks like the Democrats are kind of ignoring that. I think that's got a lot of traction to have it targeted.
I think so too. Figuring out a way to target that money is the detail that has the devil in it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we did okay. We survived it.
Don't worry, the devil will get his $1,400.
Yeah, we survived.
That's exactly right.
An hour and a half.
How's Jen doing down there at the Monarch?
Yeah, I didn't see her. I understand she was there, but she got word that I was there, so she ran into the other room and hid.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I don't know what it is. I have this way with women. they run the other way. All right.
Bless
so Ted's mom got her shot yesterday.
I saw that. That's great.
And I'm going to get mine Friday, and we'll just keep you posted on how it goes. We get the vaccinations
going. Good.
All right, guys.
You bet.
All right. Thanks, Bill. It's 7:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up 8 o'clock, top of the hour with Steve and Ed. Okay, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. We have the latest on Tiger Woods and his injuries after that SUV crash. Ted has sports on the way as well, right, Ted?
Yeah, a tight one down to the wire for the Wichita Thunder hockey team. We'll give you details on that coming up in sports.
And traffic and, whoa, you got entertainment news. The Blur's coming up too, right?
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on the world of entertainment. The Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Did your pipes freeze?